We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog.
Welcome to episode number 38 of the Gutenberg Changelog podcast. Today's episode is about the 100th release of Gutenberg, WordPress Core 5.7 and 5.6.1, and the new testing call for full site editing, and so much more. I'm Birgit Pauli Haag, curator at the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer and core contributor to WordPress. Hi, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Birgit, I'm doing well. I actually got a little cold over here in Southern California. I spent the night in a tent last night because we're having construction happening at our house. And it was colder than I thought it would be. But then, you know, I think of Texas and I actually feel quite warm. But how you been doing?
So the whole family was on a camping trip into the garden?
Yeah, in the backyard, yep.
Yeah. No, we're fine. It's a little warm here, and I'm sending all the warmth over the Gulf of Mexico to Texas, and have some warm thoughts and for those who are suffering from the cold and power outage. It's really a nasty combination. Yeah. And I hope everything kind of warms up a bit in a few days. You know, but it also has been a busy week for Gutenberg. And let me tell you all about it, dear listeners. I also wanted to remind everybody that if you want to leave us a review, we would love to have it here on the show and read it out aloud. It doesn't have to be a five-star review. Reviews really help with if we're doing a good job or not, and also with the promotion of the podcast. So please look into that. When you got a minute, write a two-sentence review, and that would be really fabulous. All right, so we have an announcement. The first dev notes for 5.7 are coming out. Jean-Baptiste Audras does a remarkable job wrangling all the developers that have duty to produce some dev notes. And for the plugin developers, there is a new dynamic hook coming to filter the content of a single block. It was always a little bit more difficult to get the content out and then add additional things to that. So now this has gotten a little bit easier.
Right.
Check it out. Of course, we will share the link in the show notes. And
yeah, I would imagine that hook really opens it up for some plugin developers. That's great.
Yeah. So it can handle anything between that you say, okay, I want to wrap something around it to style it better.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you can add another feature to it, like for an image block to have an additional way to pin that image to Pinterest or something like that.
Yeah.
So the PHP code that you use to do that would be probably in your functions PHP of your theme, or you can, of course, add it to your plugin. But it depends on how you want to implement that. So I'm really glad that that's in there. It's also relatively easy. So if I understood how to do this, it's fairly easy to do because I'm normally not a PHP person. So, and the other announcement coming from Anne McCarthy, she has just published today or on Friday, the testing call number 2 for the full site editing program. And it will ask you and guide you through that, how to build a homepage with the site editing blocks. And you get to use all the new blocks that come with the full site editing. You can play around with the post list block, which is a query block, the navigation block, and the template part block. Yes, everything is blocks. I learn how to, it's not to stumble over it.
That post is really thorough too.
Yeah.
There's some really good explanations in there. I can't wait to give it a try because I remember last time I tried fiddling with creating a header and putting a navigation block. I had to give up.
And there was some of the things was really hard in the first one, but I think they've gotten really good now. And there are, I think, 22 different steps on what you could actually test there. So, and every step of the way, if you run into trouble, make a note of it, and then either come to the Slack channel, fs-outreach-experiment, and discuss it with your other testers, or go right to the GitHub repository of Gutenberg and file an issue. So,
Or just or leave a comment on the post as well. I know she's accepting feedback from March 5th.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Any feedback is good and welcomed. And so get on it, people.
test away.
Yes.
So we've got a community contribution today from Google, of all places. The material team of Google released a plugin and a theme that includes blocks, a block suite, and some styling and stuff for WordPress. There's actually a link in the show notes to the theme and to the plugin itself. So looks good. It's about released about a week ago, I think.
Yeah. And it's really neat. It gives you a good starting off piece. Yeah. Right. So you have a little guide at the front. Yeah. First do your site and then do your styling and then select a kind of a template. And then it uses the customizer quite extensively. So that's certainly a signature usage there. And it turns out really beautiful. Yeah, the blocks are card blocks. You can style them differently in the sidebar. And you can use the card block for images or for latest posts or even for portfolio or media and text designs. The styling is really nice. And I got started right away. And within a few minutes, I was up and running with a new site.
How'd it feel?
It felt very comfortable and very intuitive. And for me also seamless. Yeah, it was not, there was no hiccup that I have to think about things. So what do they mean? So it was very clearly organized. So yeah, check it out.
I saw a few comments there on the post recently about it being a bit too basic or something, but I really think that's kind of Material's approach to things is really to kind of give you something very simplified and very organized from which to build or add on to, right?
Yeah. Maybe some other, I'm not that person that needs to have a design. I'm not opinionated about design. So I have a lot of good enough kind of thing.
That's why we get along so well, Birgit. You're not a very opinionated and I'm very opinionated. So we just get along so well.
I'm opinionated about a whole lot of other things. So I thought about that the other day when I was going around my house and say, well, a lot of people have they are hunting down a lot of things, accessories for the house extensively, and I say, it fits, let's use that. So I might not be the best person to talk about design. That's why I also in our company work with a designer. She is very opinionated, of course, and very good in the details. So that's the material design team, material team with Google having a new plugin, a theme and blocks in there. Like it, and it should get you started right away if you want to create a new site now.
Those are available on the repo. So
they're published and all available. So that brings us to what's released. The core team released the WordPress 5.7 beta 3, and there were a few bug fixes that are from the block editor. The contributors in total fixed about 171 tickets, including 64 new features and enhancements. And as I mentioned, the dev notes are becoming published now. And so it's about the lazy iframes, it's about the new dynamic hook filter, and all this, the additional functions to check if a post is publicly viewable. So there's a lot of new things coming in that have been around on the ticket for quite a long time. There's a robots API updates as well. So check it out, because I have the feeling that the Death Notes, when you read them all at the same time, it kind of could be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And with Beta 3, the release candidate is soon to come. Okay. Speaking of release candidate, the core team also released the 5.6.2 release candidate 2. So there is I think the version is coming out next week and has a few editor fixes that are backported to 5.6.1 or 2 then. Like the image options right now are not visible in the pop-up when clicking the replace button, which is kind of odd, a fix, odd bug. And then now you can change the font size again in the paragraph block. That was a little hiccup there. And the preview for the block inserter now restored again.
That's
so that was kind of good things.
Some essential bugs to get fixed, right?
Yeah, and they can't wait till 5.7 because people might not upgrade to 5.7, but they could really benefit from all those bug fixes.
Very
there.
True.
Yeah.
And then we had, which I heard you mention in the intro, Gutenberg's 100th release. That's incredible.
Woohoo!
I know. there've been 722 contributors listed on GitHub. Many more contributors working in core, themes, CSS, meta, docs, training, marketing, and community. All these teams. Just so many people contributing to the benefit, to the welfare of WordPress and really trying to bring that software up to something that everyone can be proud of and that can benefit so many people in this world.
Yeah, so it's really amazing, yeah.
Yeah, how many it's people a big milestone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big milestone. And this release, so you'd think maybe, oh, well, the 100th release, what are we going to get? You know, well, it's just like any other normal release, a set of features and enhancements and bug fixes, which is the way that this goes. But the great thing is that we've made it through 100 of these, and it just keeps getting better. I'm really impressed. Riyad Benguela, first he posted the release notes and shared all the changes for Gutenberg 10. And then also posted about a reflecting piece about like the last 100 releases and kind of how it's come along in progress has been shared. We'll share those links in the show notes. And of course, WP Tavern, Sarah Gooding published a post about the 100th release as well. And so read through those. Very insightful.
Yeah. So Riyad kind of closes. It's a delight to see some people who strongly disagreed with the initial vision or approach to Gutenberg gradually come to enjoy using the editor and join the project to carry on its vision. Yeah, that has been a remarkable transformation for a few people. And I think he also said in the last 4 years, we made a lot of mistakes and we fixed them all. But we will also continue making mistakes and we'll learn from it and fix them fast. But that's how you develop things when you're on the cutting edge.
Right. It's so true. Mm-hmm. We have seen so many people that initially were very anti-Gutenberg and that have just like really throughout the progress of the project and the improvements that have happened, they've really come on board and recognize how good a quality the software is becoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of which, we have two new features in the Gutenberg 10.0 release. One is a basic pages block, which is you can use it as standalone or in the navigation block, and it gives you a list of all the pages or a pages you can narrow it down to like children's pages or something like that. So it's a dynamic block and it's something that people really were looking for, but it also is a feature that needs to be in the site editor to be on par with the features from the menu or the traditional menu building thing. And the second feature is that the parent block selector is now visible on the block toolbar. Up until now, it was kind of, so the parent block selector is always, nobody really had a good place for it. And the team kind of tried out different variations of it. And I think they landed now on the, to have it visible all the time in the blog toolbar, that's probably the only way that people will know, okay, there is a parent blog and that's how I get to it. So I'm really glad that they found a place to make this work. Other enhancements are that the social icons needed a better empty state for dark themes because they disappeared into the background. That is fixed. The group block now has an advanced panel to add a tag name to it. Then the categories block is now displays a message if instead of empty content that there are no categories or need to be categories in there. So show the block patterns in the inserter for non-root level insertion points. So if a block pattern is added to a inner block, it kind of still needs to be shown or available. Yeah, and it wasn't. I think that was the problem there. They improved the keyword navigation for the block pattern inserter towards accessibility. And then
that's great.
That's really cool. Now you can transform actually the paragraph block into a buttons block.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I had thought that.
So what happens? I didn't even catch that one. Say I have a 10-word sentence. Does my 10-word sentence become a button?
It could be, but it's probably not for that. It's probably when you have a list of things and then say, oh, maybe I want to do that in a separate page. And then you say, okay, well, then I need that sentence to be a button and then make it a call to action or something like that to go to that page.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But I also noticed that they are actually increasing the what's all transformable. So that's certainly also part of it for that. Yeah. Remember we talked about the transformation of a paragraph with a heading into a columns block, for instance, I think today actually I highlighted a heading in a paragraph in a list and say it transformed to columns and it gave me two columns for it. Yeah, one was the paragraph, the other one was the list. It was really cool. Yeah. So these transformations are kind of pushing it a little bit further in how comfortable you're going to go from one block to the next and not have to re-enter content.
That's great.
Another one is the better top toolbar arrow gap. Well, that's not really an enhancement, but the top toolbar got some little attention there design-wise. And also use a new design language for the layout icon and also update the buttons icons. They're design-wise certainly important, but I don't think they're really enhancements. But who knows? Yeah. As I said, I'm not so opinionated about things.
If it works, it works.
Yeah. So there are new APIs, six of them. One is that the resolve select function for the WordPress data scripts graduate from out of the experimental stage into a stable status. And then there's also a WordPress internationalization script, and they are using new APIs for the React bindings. So that needs to be kind of looked up for those who need to work on the internationalization for the block editor. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. And then that brings us to bug fixes. There were 13 bug fixes with this release. A couple of them, let's see, range control fixed the input slider widths. So that was something that needed to be adjusted. There was a fix for the latest posts block. The focus was not selectable. There's a fix for the issue where the gallery block requests all attachments when empty. So that's better. There's a fix for wrong space between style in the buttons block. So all the spacing should be correct. Fix the default buttons block radius and size, which Birgit mentioned was also an enhancement, I think.
I think the default is 15, but the controls in the sidebar shows 5. I think that was.
That was
kind of a disconnect there. Yeah,
that was kind of a long lasting one issue too.
Yeah,
glad to see that one got remedied. And then fixing the cover block height as well was another one. So a lot of little fixes on the blocks throughout the editor that'll make a difference overall. There were 37 experiments that made it into the release, many of which are actually bug fixes on certain experimental features. So the site editor saw a lot of bug fixes going on there, one of which was allowing searching pages and posts and categories in the navigation sidebar.
Yay.
Yeah. The full site editing architecture saw a lot of theme.json improvements. So to iterate on the public API of the WP theme JSON resolver was one. The renaming page templates configuration to custom templates in the theme JSON file. There were a few others, like improving the performance on file access of experimental theme.json and load page templates via the theme JSON abstractions.
Last one is really important, yeah, because then you can list them all through the themes JSON list, and there is no assumption kind of what's in the folder needs to be templates or something like that. It's very explicit. So
that's good.
Yeah.
There were several, of course, with full site editing blocks, such as like the query pagination block is getting some code refactoring or cleanup, I should say. The navigation block saw a lot of changes. Polish around the social links when inside the navigation. There's adding a new post navigation link block as an inner block for the navigation block. And in addition to the navigation block itself, the navigation screen saw a big design iteration. So if you have that experiment turned on, you can go check out some of the fresh designs that are implemented right now. And I believe at the end of that PR that got merged, Sean Andrews, who's been working on it, he says it's in a good place to merge now. And of course, there was more work that needs to be done. So as you venture over there, just keep that in mind. They're still iterating on it. The block-based widget screen and the customizer saw some changes. So there's now an experimental flag that enables widgets or widget screen in the customizer, which what that means is, I think, bringing in the blocks into the customizer.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't, the customizer was never touched kind of really with the widget screen. So it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to work out.
Yeah, how they merge those things together and dial it in. Global Styles saw some use context when translating entries in theme.json. The REST API. There's a couple here about a pattern directory API, Birgit. So,
yes.
Yeah.
It's getting serious now.
We're starting to see these things starting to come together right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So the pattern directory is actually developed in its own repository.
Okay.
So showing up the pattern directory API here in the Gutenberg means actually that the editor, block editor, and the pattern directory, they need to work together to get new patterns listed in the inserter, and somehow those two code bases need to work together. So it's all through the REST API, of course, but the block editor needs to see the things that come from the block pattern directory.
Yeah, awesome. And finally, the last subsection of the experiments is called UI components. So as y'all know, there's a lot of G2 components kind of getting built by Q and making their way into the software. Right now, there's a couple that got added, like the VStack component, which is a vertical layout component to lay things out vertically. And you have a HStack component that complements that, laying things out horizontally. And then finally, because we need it, is a flex component. So if you need a flex, any flex attributes there for your designs, for your blocks, however that this component you plan on using, we've got that in there now.
Awesome. Yes, and I think is that the third iteration of the components, or is it even the fourth?
Yeah,
for
question.
The block editor.
I know it's gone through several. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just kind of keeps coming together more and more, and dialing in and seeing the stuff merge in is just so good. Documentation saw about 9 PRs that were merged, most of which were typos and tweaks to the documentation. So anybody out there think that contributing your first little bit to WordPress or Gutenberg is a bit daunting. We're always running into typos in the documentation. Just hop in and correct some grammar for us. Help us out. And you've got something that you contributed to an open source project, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's how I got my first contribution.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. It's so good. And it's a great gateway into that whole ability to really get.
Yeah. Oh, I just contributed to the WP CLI because they had a wrong link and I was able to change, found the right one and entered a PR. That was Perfect. The easiest part. It just got merged. Yeah.
So. One of the other documentation things to note is that the theme.json documentation saw some updates. So in regards to all that theme.json updates in the code, the documentation's here to reflect it.
Yeah. That brings us to the last two items on the release, three again, of course. Yeah, we have some code quality items. The packages get some updates with the store names, which is kind of how they store data. And there's a refactoring going on. So we see that a special line item in quite a few of them. And then set default for components, refactor some the justify toolbar controls for the buttons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then for the tools, the WP environment, JSON got an update with pinning the ttblocks dependency on it. Ttblocks is the default theme 2021 as a full-site editing theme, and environment will have that as a default dependency in there. They also added a welcome, talking about first-time contributor PRs, a welcome comment for first-time contributor PRs on the GitHub repository. And they also updated the composer packages for PHP 8 compatibility. There's also the dependencies checking against the NPM 7 license. I had some trouble with running some of the builds with NPM 7. So I have my own local environment still on NPM 6.
Okay.
I don't know how long that kind of lasts, but that's how I get by. And then the various sections had two items, which are component system phase variables, has it adjust defaults for the component system phase variable. And for the build worker, there's another a callback with error. Call the callback with an error when no task is an extension.
I completely understand why those are under the various category.
Yeah, but it's really remarkable that it doesn't have 25 other pieces. Normally, that's a really long one.
They're doing really. They got better at organizing this a little bit more, finding the right category for them.
Yeah. So I got a surprise. I just was reminded of it, but earlier this week, so Andy Fragan, who is working on a feature plugin for the updater for plugins, and also has become a component, and is my mentor on the or supervising adult on my zip for master. Yeah, where I do a daily build if there were changes, so you can have the plugin as a zip for master. And he found out a way to display the download numbers on his plugin and was totally surprised. And so I said, oh, I try this on that GitHub repo as well. And I was totally floored by the fact that the build has been downloaded 36,000 times. It really is totally surprised. So I thought, well, maybe I didn't have an opinion about things. I said, I have to do it because I want to do it anyway. So I might as well. But people using it was a total surprise for me. I thought maybe it's kind of 2,000 downloads from the 100 people that kind of do it. But that's what really huge. Yeah.
37,000. So, wow.
Yeah. It's really interesting. Well, 36,000, yeah. But it was floored. I think it has nothing. It's nothing like the GitHub updater plugin that Andy does. It had been downloaded 16 million times. So he's kind of 15 1,000 times more impressed about them or surprised. But that's really totally interesting, yeah, how that kind of mushrooms around the ecosystem. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're using it, dear listeners, yeah, and you had a hiccup this week, I published some instructions on that, because the GitHub, the Gutenberg team changed the default branch from master to trunk. And that propagates throughout the fork, and we have changed too. So, but then the update was a little hiccup, and you couldn't get, so I had some instructions on how to get past that when you updated that. And I put it in the discussions on the fork, on the BPH/Gutenberg discussions. And I also put it on the Gutenberg Times, so you can read up about it if you have any trouble there. But it's very easy. Yeah. So it's just, you need to know where to click things. Okay. That brings us to what's an active.
Yeah. Closed out the release. That's it for the release. Right?
That's it for the release. Okay. Awesome. Yes. Yeah. And what's in active development and discussed? We talked about it before. I think we mentioned it before, that the gallery block is experiencing some refactoring, and it has gone on since summer, but then there was a break, and Glenn Davis is spearheading that effort. And it's the refactor is actually making the gallery, instead of its own block, a wrapper block around the image blocks. So the single image block, the images are included as a single image block, which brings the advantage that you also can apply all the features that the image block has, like the styles. Yeah, like the styles, you can do rounded corners, or you can add a link to each single image instead of just to the whole gallery. So there are so many advantages to doing that, that I'm really glad that this is happening. And if you are interested in it, we share all the different PRs that come with it, so you can chime in and test it out while they're still working it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be so cool to work with, having each one of those images be its own individual block within the gallery. That's so neat. I've been waiting for that one too.
Yeah. Yeah, there is one caveat with it, is that is, of course, a breaking change. They're not going to support the old gallery for long. So Glenn is also working on a fallback handling when an old gallery block comes down the pipeline, so to speak. They will roll that out as an experiment first, so you get to test it, and you get to test it with your own plugins and your own content before it actually is released into the plugin. So that is certainly something to look out for and watch that development. I'm really looking forward to that, yes. Another discussion happens around hybrid themes in terms of the upcoming changes to the full site editing. So is there a potential upgrade path from the traditional theme to a full site editing theme? And there are multiple avenues that I explored. One is to have maybe just create one template through the site editor that is in addition to the PHP themes templates, or have them just have the old way, do the header and the footer, but in between that's all going into the full site editing. So there are multiple ways to do this. And yeah, if you have any idea how to do that, that would be
Have
really
you noticed,
good.
Birgit, have you noticed the discussions leaning one way or the other?
Well, there are definitely a granular upgrade path. There's no one way to discuss. True. And we are coming towards that when we look at the answers from the call for questions that Anne McCarthy kind of provided the answers for. There is an idea to have a very granular upgrade path. Yeah, so you can use that. So there are multiple variations. So one is a traditional theme, and then the traditional theme with clubs, global styles.
Global styles, yeah.
And then a traditional theme with the templates, or a traditional theme with the site editing blocks. Is the block theme with no support for global styles, because all the styles are in the CSS style sheet. It's to cut it down, for instance, for the user. They don't mess with the design, right?
Right.
That's a big thought about that, or a big worry about, from some of the designers and block theme developers. That's also the block theme with full global style support, and then the traditional theme plus the widgets, the block-based widgets, and the traditional theme with the widgets, the new widgets screen and the new navigation screen. So there's a whole, and that's also the complexity with which the team is kind of approaching it to make sure that nothing breaks pretty much. Yeah. And everybody can kind of have that pace that they want to come along that fits the best to them. Yeah.
Really interesting. Yeah. Those, speaking of those posts, you know, Anne McCarthy just recently, for our listeners, put out about 5 posts just today, I think, answering all sorts of questions that she had reached out to developers and designers and really aggregated all the questions that people had in the recent call for questions, and then brought forth some good answers to those. So check out all those posts. They're on the Make Test blog on WordPress.org. So, and they're all regarding the full site editing program. So they go over like the overall project. There's a post about templates, one about themes, which is where Birgit was just reading from. There's one about restricting access and functionality. That was the other one about like, well, sometimes people don't want global styles to be turned on because they don't want people messing up the theme. And there's another one around the general functionality. So that is a plethora of good information there.
Yeah. And I really have to admire Anne McCarthy. She went really deep on any of those questions, except for, oh, that's a plugin going to do that for, but then, if it was that. But she also links into the answer, the issues that on the GitHub repository where that particular problem has been discussed or is discussed right now. So if you are really interested in how that's going, you can actually chime in, get your opinions heard, and make that also your own and right. see how different ways it goes. Yeah. These are all 47 questions were sent in.
Wow.
47 different questions, I have to say. And it took her quite a bit to get through this. So yeah. And I think that's it. Yeah, we're at the end of our show. Do you have anything that we might have wanted to pick up?
I think we covered it all. Thank you, listeners, for sticking around for the end of the show. Birgit, it was wonderful.
Yeah, same here. Once again. And just a last reminder before you head on to the next podcast or to your next task, check out the call for testing, the second testing call for the full site editing and build a homepage from the new tools. As always, the show notes will be published on the gutenbergtimes.com/podcast page. This is episode 38. And if you have questions and suggestions or news you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's it. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Mark. It was wonderful to see you again and talk to you about that. And I see you all the next time.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye.